Mobile.
St. Patrick, N4ZLK Mobile.
Hey, you on the road already or are you still getting ready?
Food. Not at work yet, but on the road.
Pick my tool truck up, so now I'm heading back up to my first stop.
You got it back. What was wrong with it?
EF level sensor and pump that had to be replaced. Nothing too huge, but just another kick in the pants.
We have so much trouble with that stupid DEF system. Doesn't matter what brand tractor. They are constantly going down.
Well, I mean, you put something in there, corrosive or that crystallizes and it causes problems. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it other than the trucks get better fuel mileage without all that on there. So I don't understand how this is less polluting.
Years ago, I read somewhere that international trucks had decided they were not going to focus on the American market because of all the regulations. They were going to focus in Asia, especially China, because there were no regulations. They could build the trucks the way they used to. They could build them cheaper, and they would last longer, and they could sell plenty of them.
Well, that's how come Caterpillar quit doing on-road stuff. Is because of that. They just quit. They were not going to mess with it at all.
Is that either? But we are down at work. We have so many tractors down just in Greenville. I don't know. If I didn't know better from what everything I'm hearing, I'm starting to think that somebody is coming in. They paid somebody to come in and, you know, I can't remember what they call them, but these people that come in and they buy companies, they strip the resources, and then they sell them at a, you know, sell what's left over or just file bankruptcy and quit. I almost feel like that's what's happening with our company.
Companies, they put the company over in somebody else's holding and then they strip all the profit out of it, and that's what happens. Been through that a couple of times.
Venture capitalist, too. That's what I was trying to think of. Like, somebody like that. I don't know. It's just the way they're running stuff or not running stuff. I've never seen anything like it. And they're not repairing stuff. They're putting Band-Aids on things. And I don't know. I heard, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know where it is. But we've got just in our small fleet, I think there's 25 runs or so, we've probably got 15 tractors that are not usable right now, and they're having to scramble to try to find something else.
That's sad for a company that size.
Kind of embarrassing. Service has gone down. They just, I don't know. I probably shouldn't talk about it on the radio, but it's really embarrassing.
Same thing. I think Matco is doing the same thing, stripping all the profit out of it to be sold. Because since I've been with Matco, it's been sold two or three times anyway.
The shareholders seem to be happy, and I guess that's all that matters anymore. But, you know, what happens when there's nothing left to hold, to share and hold?
By the time it happens.
The only problem is I'm supposed to have a pension, and there's a lot of people with pensions that, you know, have worked a long time for it. Not that that's my only source, but, you know, anyway, but at the same time, they're spending a lot of money on technology. You know, all these cameras and AI and all kinds of stuff. So it doesn't make sense. They're spending money on technology, but they're not keeping the equipment up that actually moves the packages.
DuPont. I used to work for DuPont for a little while. And right as I got there, it got bought out by Sterling Corporation, which was just a holding company. And it lasted about 3 years, because that's typically what they have to do. If an outside company comes in and does that, then they have to have the company there 3 years under the NAFTA laws. And they stripped everything out. Wouldn't fix the equipment, but they would put new technology in to make it look like it was up to date on stuff. And we all know where it's at now.
Mother-in-law's worked for DuPont up in Delaware. That's kind of where they're from. They did have several places up there. Trying to think. I think they might still have something going on up there. The DuPont family is big up there from Delaware.
I don't know. It's just the name of the thing. That's why these companies with these pensions, you don't see that much anymore. Nobody's offering that because they don't last long enough. They sell them out. They make them look profitable and then get rid of them. Selling a business is a big market now.
Life goes on. I guess you'll be around White Horse Road area today.
I was going to try to see you about catching up with you for lunch today. Would enjoy that, taking a break.
They actually took a couple of pickups off of me yesterday. Speaking of new technology, they're replacing some of the conveyor belts or the extenders that go out into the trailers for unloading. Yet, you know, that's why I say at the same time, they're letting all the equipment that actually moves the packages around that gets delivered and picked up, they're letting them go to crap and not fixing them, but then they're replacing conveyor belts. But anyway, so they're cutting back on the loads coming into the Greenville building, so probably the same thing today, so I should have plenty of time.
Just a matter of if I have time, because I won't be starting behind the eight ball, because I'm having to pick the truck up in Easley and make the drive all the way back up to Traveler's Rest to get my first route or first stop, and I'm usually there by now.
Call me. I'm not sure if I'll have the radio in today or not either. Got home late. Stopped by and so got me home later. But just give me a call or a text or something. We'll figure it out.
So, how's everything going over your way? Got all your cleanup done?
I've got a big pile of brush from the top of the tree, and then I've got the main trunk I still have to cut up. But all the big branches off of the trunk are cut up and stacked. The yard's cleaned up, so it looks much better.
I know makes you feel better about all of it when it's all cleaned up and you don't have to look at it every day.
Okay, yeah. I think you told me, but did you lose any trees? I don't think you had any damage to the house, but did you have anything else around the property?
Did not on my home QTH lose anything, and I have not been up to my property yet to see if there's any damage. So we'll see when I get there. But the only thing that happened at the house around me was the neighbors had some mudslides. So, I didn't sustain any damage, but the neighbors did.
Is that okay? I remember you saying that one of their vehicles, like, got pushed down almost to your driveway downhill. So, were you able to, I know you've got some tractor equipment, were you able to straighten out the driveway or the roads or get rid of some of that dirt?
I haven't touched it. And we got it passable. And kind of left it alone until the insurance adjuster comes in and looks at everything for the neighbors. So that's all we done was got it passable. And it took both their cars.
I hope insurance covers for them, because I'm hearing different stories about insurance not taking care of things like that just because, they considered it an act of God or something, or flood insurance, that kind of thing.
I'm hearing the same thing, but I have learned through this and previous. you can't believe anything anymore. I mean, nothing you see or hear is the full truth anymore, it seems like.
I believe that sounded like Dave.
New York attitude, come out. Even when I say amen, goodness. Good morning, gentlemen, KB2HXS. I'm just in here for a second. I'm getting ready for the day here.
I'm glad you're in here. I need some information from you.
Hey.
Send your 706 to have it repaired.
It's a place down in Georgia. I have it in my phone. I'll send you the information.
Yes, I had somebody asking me about that yesterday, and I told them I would try to find out a good place to send it to have some repair work done.
Yeah, excuse me. When I get a second, I'll text you the info. I believe it's in my phone. I think it's called Skyland Radio or something like that. But it's down in Georgia. He does a real good job. He's relatively inexpensive, I guess. But yeah, I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
Dave is correct. And if he happens to drop the ball, Patrick, I've got it too. I can get it to you.
Thing like that, would he?
And I'm sorry, I forgot your call.
He is. He's a busy, busy man. And, you know, sometimes you get too busy and you forget to do something. But no, Dave's right. It's Skyland Radio. And they, from what I've heard, they do great. And I know some people who know the guy. So I've heard of a lot of people send stuff down there.
I'll have to pass that information along to him. He's got a 706 that won't power on.
Gentlemen, I'm going to step out. I will catch you in a little while. Just had to load up my trailer and got to go in and get the rest of my belongings, and I'll be on my way to Traveler's Rest. Talk to you in a bit, KB2HXS.
Dave, KO4HKX.
Just escaped TR. I'm headed the other direction.
Finally back to work. Have a good morning, KP2HXS.
Take off like Patrick did.
Exactly, taking it off.
I'm going to tease Dave, I'm going to tease you too.
Expect nothing less. That's what makes it fun. That's nice to be able to use this hobby now just to kind of relax and have a good time.
Because you're coming in stronger on the input than on the repeater.
Silver Bay.
Direction, I'm not far. I just crossed Farr's Bridge.
Pass this morning, but be careful. There's a lot of traffic in front of you anyway.
Back in session, so I'm probably going to get caught at that light there at Silver Bay. They like to hold traffic for one child at a time.
That's where I was just sitting.
Every time she gets back off the road and turns the switch for the lights to come on, the side streets get the green light first, and there'll be one car there. And meanwhile, there's six lanes of traffic backed up a quarter mile on either side.
What to say, but I'm glad somebody's there looking out for the kids. If not, it wouldn't stop at all to let them across.
Yeah, I know. I just wish they'd hold up and let a few kids gather before she shuts traffic down. There'll be one kid and there'll be more coming, but they're kind of far away, so she'll let the one go and then the other kids try to run up and then it takes longer.
It'd make more sense to hold them till you had, you know, at least 10 of them there, but you never know. The kids come in at sporadic amounts and then you hold one kid standing there on the sidewalk playing around, not paying attention for who knows how long.
Something about when you turn 50, you turn into a grumpy old man.
To take that warning, because it's not too far away.
Not playing on my lawn anymore.
See your lawn?
The kids playing on my lawn anymore.
And kids?
However, I do object a little bit to when Beth wants to put out little kiddie pools and little rubber slides and stuff that will stay there, you know, make marks in the grass, even if it is my grandkids.
that. I understand, because it takes a lot of work to get that yard that way, and then it doesn't take much to destroy it.
I don't mind it as long as it gets picked up. If it gets left out, you know, especially in the summer sun, it doesn't take long at all to leave marks. You're right.
I know, this quick story about that. My son, when he was younger, bought him a four-wheeler. And one of the little 50cc four-wheelers. And one day while I was going to work, I'd worked all summer long getting our yard looking halfway decent, because it's real shady where I'm at. And I come home, and there was a racetrack around the house, mud up on the walls, and he'd been making laps around the house all day long on that four-wheeler. And I was like, what in the world happened? After that, I just quit even trying.
Is that okay? Yeah, well, you kind of did that to yourself.
I wasn't there, and my wife was, so my intention was for him to ride that up and down the driveways with me, not out in the yard doing that.
Stories like that, but that's what kids do, and I would have done the same thing given the chance.
It's a funny story. I was mad about it or aggravated about it at the time, but you know, now looking back on it, it's just a funny story to share.
Traffic being heavy last few days with no school, it's been kind of nice.
They don't know when kids are going to go back to school in Western North Carolina and most of the counties. I think the western counties, there's only two of them that have an ETA for school to return at all.
And that's probably not on most people's mind at the moment, except for the school officials.
It's even on their mind, because they're probably trying to recover from it, losing everything too, and you got to take time to inspect all those schools and clean them out and refurnish them if they were damaged, you know, everything like that. So it could be months before they go back to school. I'm figuring maybe first of the year.
It surprised me if they just decided that this year was not going to do good or not going to make it. And to start, I don't know, probably say, you guys got a good education in life, we'll just go ahead and graduate everybody to the next grade.
I guarantee you they're getting more life lessons right now than they ever will in school.
It's going to be a long haul for all of them, I know that. Trying to recover. Like you said, there's places where people haven't even accessed yet. 4ZLK Mobile.
HKX. Sorry, I was just thinking there for a minute about all that.
Thinking also about how all the help and the talking about it is going to die down, and yet there's still going to be a lot of need up there. And people who are not dealing with it are going to just kind of forget about it, because the next big thing is going to happen, or the next thing is going to be distracting them from it.
Hurricane relief efforts now are going to move to Florida with the new, that Hurricane Milton coming through, and it'd just be left alone. So it's going to be a rough winter, and it's already supposed to be down in the 20s next week and part of those upper western North Carolina. So it's been down in the 30s already. And I mean, you think about being out in the outdoors with no shelter like that.
Am I making the repeater all right?
Biting into the repeater. He's gotten scratchy down that way, hasn't it?
Tabernacle Christian School here, and it's terrible interference.
I think all the power lines are damaged, so who knows if they're bleeding off some RF interference right now. So just have to do the best we can with it.
I knew there used to be some radio towers along here. I guess they're not there anymore. I hadn't really paid attention.
Somebody did for me this morning.
I already already know. I was listening a little bit when you and Dude were talking, and Ken, and I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Down and paid the bill on the tool truck, and left a $100 bill on the dash for fuel. So whoever it was, greatly appreciated, and I hope God blessed you for it.
That's a really cool story. Got to be somebody who's listening, so, or has been listening.
And they want to remain anonymous, so we're going to leave it at that and not rob them of their blessing.
I'm glad you shared that. It's amazing when things like that happen.
And sometimes I don't know how to take it, just because I'm not used to it, so. But trying to work on that.
Of paying it forward, looking for somebody else that you could help.
Same here. That man is trying to...
I thought it was all down here going south.
I couldn't believe the amount of traffic going north on 25 out of Traveler's Rest.
Traffic, I just thought of something again. I talked to Fred, K4RM. A couple weeks, or last week or something, last weekend, and he said he was up, you know, at Nancy Mountain, and 178 was passable, but I am pretty sure I heard again on the news yesterday that 178 is closed, and they tell you to take 130 or 276. Do you know anything about that?
I want to go up 276, because they've had a couple slide-offs there. 178, I have heard that it is passable. I have not been down it myself, but it is not recommended. It is for emergency use only, let's put it that way. It's not something that, oh, I just want to go for a Sunday drive and drive down there, because if you do, you're going to get in trouble.
Fred said it was passable all the way to Rosman, but because I asked him specifically, because I'd heard before that he told me that it was blocked. And definitely, I remember specifically yesterday them saying, use 276, don't use 178. Beth drove up yesterday to Bald Rock. She had Ada with her, and they were looking. She was going to take her down to the Table Rock office and sit on the porch and read some books in front of the lake there. It's kind of a thing they like to do, and it was closed. So she said, well, maybe we'll go to Bald Rock. And they were able to get to Bald Rock, but she said the roads were terrible.
What are you guys doing disturbing the airwaves in the middle of the night in 0TR?
What you old guys are doing up this time of day, KO4HKX?
Well, the heart doctor made me. Got an appointment at 8:15. Good morning, gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
I said the heart doctor made me get up, Shane. I didn't have any choice. I got an appointment at 8:15 just to... regular appointment, and it's rough getting up this time of day when you're retired. Go ahead, Shane.
Good morning, and M4ZLK. If I had known you had an appointment, I would have been talking louder, wake you up earlier.
We'd have done more of an effort into it.
Needed. I probably should have got up earlier. But I just got to go to Greer. What are you guys up to? Headed to work?
Patrick was heading to work at what? 4:30 this morning? 4 o'clock this morning? He's already working.
Did you get your truck going, Patrick?
Picked it up this morning. I'm getting ready to pull into my first stop here in just a few minutes.
Happy to hear it, bud.
Bernice would have you up when the rooster started crowing this morning at 3 a.m.
Roosters.
Do it.
Locked. Took them out. yeah, we came up with a couple a few years ago. And they made that mistake of waking me up early. So remember that, Patrick.
Pat, I will remember that and be prepared for it if I ever do that.
A little small farm when I was a kid, a few animals, and I used to love the rooster. I can sleep through it in the middle of the night, but I always like the sound of it.
And they're about a half a mile away, but not right in your backyard. My neighbor had one, and he kept doing that, and he rang its neck. It was a pretty little rooster, but, oh, it was annoying. It just never shut up. It just crowed all day long, over and over and over.
Neighbor, they got some roost. They got a rooster and a couple of hens. If they can keep the raccoons out of the cage, it's been getting in there at night lately.
Real noisy like that. It means he doesn't have enough hens in the yard.
Never heard that one before, Shane. Boy, these trees along 101 here are bad enough, but if you turn up Rutherford Road there yesterday, there was a piece of heliax and maybe some service entrance cable down. Well, they'd reopened the road, and it was a terrible amount of trees. But yesterday afternoon, I come around that corner behind two box trucks, and the lines were down right in the middle of one lane, you know, about windshield high. So we had to take a chance on a curve and going around those. And that's not a desirable thing. And they didn't know it because they just opened that up a couple of days ago. Really dangerous.
I had several places like that on the road I traveled this morning. But, gentlemen, I have backed into my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Shane, I'll try to catch you later. And, Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good day if I don't talk to you again. But I'll be on here on and off all day. Good to hear y'all. KO4HKX. Clear.
7-3, and we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK. Tom, I'm going to clear, too. I'm half a mile from my exit, and I'll pull into work and get going here. Hope you and Miss Bernice have a good day. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Yeah, it's great to hear you guys this morning, and y'all have a safe day, most of all. N4ZLK with KO4HKX and 0TR clear.
KG4PFI.
Wow, getting all the good ones this morning. Good morning, Don. Oh, we're at 101 and Fisher's Peach Farm. Yeah, Locust Hill. Fisher's Peach Farm is the way I go by it. But Bernice says it's Locust Hill. How you doing?
Better. Yeah, my wife's brother's in the hospital and at the point of death. And, of course, all these trees down in my yard and Christmas shop and all that, and I'm waiting on the insurance people. Supposed to be out here this morning around 8 to 10, so they'll come out and survey and tell me how many $2 bills they're gonna give me for it.
We're insured. That's something we've been fortunate to have all of our lives, and I'll tell you what, it's gonna get to be more expensive with all of this damage that these hurricanes have done. My cousin is a retired JAG lawyer from the Army, and he's in Punta Gorda. Now, I haven't had time this morning to really look at it closely, but that hurricane's going to hit right in that area there around Fort Myers, I think, last time I heard.
Out of touch with the news. We don't have our home phone, TV, internet, and all that stuff's out of commission right now because it brought the lines down, and the only communication we got is what I'm talking on right now, and my wife's got a cell phone, and I don't know, it's just another day. Guy, my neighbor come up and he said, you know how to eat an elephant? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, you just eat an elephant one bite at a time.
I'm sorry to hear you having all that trouble. Now, I went into the John Deere store yesterday in Taylor's, and they were no cell phone. I mean, they had cell phones, but they had no telephone, no internet. They couldn't order parts, and I needed some parts. But, there's still a lot of people up here that's not 100% yet. I was surprised that that's right down in Taylor's. when I noticed that Trader's Gun Shop was out of power a couple of days ago still. We were out 4 days and 5 hours, so luckily we had a Generac, but I guess a person should have had Generac stock. I seen them, they mentioned that on the news. I said Generac stock's up $9 and something or something of that nature. I can understand why.
W3UX.
The station that just came in there.
Peace, Ray John. I'm here in Easley, and yeah, I talked with the Spectrum customer service. They said that we're looking into November before we get internet back. And I mean, I've had my power back for like a week, but no internet. And I mean, I have a cell phone. You get some on that, but yeah, it. It doesn't look like they're in a big hurry to get service back.
No, there's so many trees down around here in Piedmont where I live. Lines are still some. Yesterday there was some laying across the road, you know, like phone lines or whatever kind of line it was, and people just come along running right over it. Tom, I'm going to have to get out of here and the other station. I didn't catch your call sign, but that's not right now. My wife just hollered at me, so I've got to go see what's going on in there. This is KG4VFI. This is Don down Piedmont, and saving threes to both of you.
Mr. Harry, this morning, good luck on that, and good luck on getting that tree off your workshop there. This is N0TR. And go ahead, other station. I can't be here long. I'm going out here to a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, very good. This is W3UX, Uniform X-Ray, Uncle X-Ray, and I'm here in Easley. And their name is John. And, yeah, we have, you know, no internet and... plus my 40 meter Yagi has a problem, so I'm here listening for the locals, see what if we can get as much information as possible. Anyway, 73 guys, W3UX.
I hear you this morning. We're just a few blocks from the doctor's office here at Greer Memorial Hospital, and good luck to you down there. Gary's gone. Gary lives down there at California DOS, lives down there in Easley. And he's always good for information. You take care, Don, and maybe I'll catch you down the line. We live up here between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham in Greer. W3UX and 0TR, and that's a nice call. 73, and I'm clear.
RW3UX, and yeah, we'll see you guys. Yeah, I'll be checking in here. You know, I tell you, it's you assume a lot, but I'm not kind of disappointed with. Spectrum. I mean, they have a good service and their speed is good and this and that, but I tell you, Verizon's talking about putting up this way, and I put in that I'm interested in that, so, and it's supposed to be a lot cheaper, so, well, time will tell. Anyway, Don, good hearing you, 73 from W3UX.
Yeah, from Tango Oscar Mike, but, and my call sign is my name, the TR. But I heard that Spectrum had 3,000 miles of damaged lines, so it's pretty rough. Verizon, we were with them for many years, and they just kept screwing us around, going up. I would look into that with very much caution. This is N0 TR.
You know, I've seen AT&T their trucks around, but I haven't seen any Spectrum. I don't know what they're doing, but Yeah, I'm sure they got a lot of lines down, but they're saying it's going to be probably another month till I get internet back. So, oh well, it is what it is.